ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् तन्नो दुर्गः प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो वी आर् गोइंग् टु सी दि फस्ट् चाप्टर् नौ। वी हव् सीन् मेनि upasanani meditations till now, and we started last class. I gave the meaning of the word pranavaha also last class, didn't I? Last class we have already seen the sixth chapter, but still I wanted to say one thing, that the sixth chapter and the seventh chapter together present one upasanam. It's a big one upasanam. You have to, suppose if we want the benefit of practicing this meditation, then one is supposed to practice the upasanams prescribed in the sixth chapter and the seventh chapter together. I told you it's one upasanam. It is one Ishvara upasanam or Maheshwara upasanam, Paramatma Upasanam, Parameshwara Upasanam. And in this Upasanam, I also told you, this is an Angi Upasanam. An Angi Upasanam means what? An Angi Upasanam means an Upasanam. You know the, I assume that you, all of you know the meaning of the word Upasanam, isn't it? Meditation. An Angi Upasanam means a meditation which has to be practiced, which is the main meditation, which also has other meditations as part of this meditation. So, and those upasanas are called Anga Upasanani. There is one Angi Upasanam having five Anga Upasanani. And this is what is here discussed in this sixth chapter. And in the seventh chapter also, we have an Angi Upasanam. That Angi Upasana also has other four Anga Upasanani. Is it clear now that two Anga Upasanani, Angi Upasanani, and these two Angi Upasanani have what now? One first Angi Upasanam has five Anga Upasanani. The second, seventh chapter, we have one Angi Upasanam, and which has four Anga Upasanani. It's Angi Upasanam, then Anga Upasanani. Angi Upasanam itself means what? It will have an Anga Upasanani also. So in that Upasanam, I said one thing. When you say Paramatma Upasanam or Parameshwara Upasanam, Ishwara Upasanam, meditation upon the Lord means, the Lord, whenever you mean, definitely it is not a pure consciousness, Nirgunam Brahma. You know why? Because Nirgunam Brahma, the consciousness, implied by the term Nirgunam Brahma, consciousness, awareness, pure knowledge, implied by the term Nirgunam Brahma, is not an object of meditation, not available for objectification or perception. Nirgunam Brahma happens to be the very swarupam, very truth of the meditator. It can never be an object of meditation, therefore meditation upon the pure consciousness, the Nirgunam Brahma, is not possible. So whenever we say meditation, definitely it is only a Sagunam Brahma. Okay, what is Sagunam Brahma? Sagunam Brahma is also pure consciousness plus Maya Shakti. What is Maya? The consciousness with its power is called Sagunam Brahma. Consciousness, pure consciousness is Nirgunam Brahma. Consciousness with its power is looked upon as what? Ishwaraha, the Sagunam Brahma. Which means, we say Chaitanyam is Nirgunam Brahma. Shuddha Chaitanyam is Nirgunam Brahma. Attributeless reality, Nirgunam Brahma. Now, consciousness with the Shakti, with its Maya Shakti means what? Maya Avahita Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam is Nirgunam Brahma. Maya Avahita Chaitanyam is Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha. When I say Maya Avahita Chaitanyam, what does it mean? Consciousness with its power, Maya, is called Nirguna, Sagunam Brahma. Now the question comes, is Sagunam Brahma Ishwaraha available for objectification? If you say, now take it these two things now. Consciousness plus Maya is equal to consciousness plus its power, known as Maya, is equal to Ishwaraha. Means consciousness is of the nature of attributelessness, not available for, not an object. Therefore, you can meditate upon consciousness. What about Maya? The power, is its power also available for objectification? No. Maya, what is Maya? Maya is also beginningless power of consciousness, which has, wherein everything remains unmanifest and undifferentiated. So Maya is also not available for objectification. Therefore, Ishwaraha also cannot be meditated upon directly. Understand? Sagunam Brahma also, you cannot meditate upon Sagunam Brahma also. Therefore, what we are meditating upon, even Sagunam Brahma we say, we always have an altar. Even for Sagunam Brahma, we have an Alambanam. Is it clear? No? Nirgunam Brahma cannot be meditated upon. Sagunam Brahma also cannot be meditated upon. Why? Because the power of consciousness known as Maya is also not available for meditation, objectification. Consciousness is also not available for meditation, objectification. Therefore, Sagunam Brahma also cannot be meditated upon. So, for Sagunam Brahma Upasanam, how do you do? We have an altar, Alambanam. Can you meditate upon Maya? No. Maya is the unmanifest power, where everything is undifferentiated. Can you meditate upon consciousness? No. Therefore, Sagunam Brahma also cannot be meditated upon. That's why we always have an altar, Alambanam. An Alambanam is a Sanskrit word for support, an altar, a symbol. So here in this Upasanam, so Saguna Brahma Upasanam means always meditation upon Ishwara. We invoke the grace of Ishwara, the whole, in a given object, in a given altar. It's called Saguna Brahma Upasanam. So the Saguna Upasanam, I said, it can be Devata Upasanam or Ishwara Upasanam also. And here in this Angi Upasanam, in the first, the Devata, in Angi Upasanam, meditate upon Ishwara. Before, we had to practice 5 Anga Upasanani for the Angi Upasanam to be effective, isn't it? What are those 5 Anga Upasanani we saw last class? We have a pair of actually altars, Alambanani, Rigveda and Samaveda are the 2 altars. Have you ever imagined having a Rigveda itself as an altar? What is an altar here? Rigveda. What is another altar? Samaveda. And we have one more pair of altars. What are they? The pair of altars is what? Take the word Sama and split the word Sama. We get two syllables, Sa and Amaha. So, Sa and Amaha also what now? Form another pair of altars. So, we have Rigveda, Samaveda, one pair of altars. Another pair of altars is what? Sa and Amaha. And on these altars, we are going to invoke two devatas. Same altars, but two devatas have to be invoked. How five pairs of devatas are invoked? We meditate upon five pairs of devatas upon these two altars. Altars are the same, but devatas we have to change. Like these two chairs on the front. Okay, first ever Lakshmi and Madhavi are sitting. The same chairs, other people come and sit later on. The next hour, other people come and sit. The chairs are the same. The people who occupy the chair will be different. Like that, altars are the same altars. What are the altars here? What are the Alambanani? Rigveda and the Samaveda. And who are the devatas? I said five pairs of devatas. Who are they? First we saw. And between this Rig and Sama also, there is Sambandha. What Sambandha is there? Ashraya, Ashrayi, Sambandha. Ashrayaha means support, and Ashrayi means the supported devata. Ashrayi. Like Rigvedaha is an Ashrayaha. Why Rigveda is Ashrayaha? Support. Because Rigveda mantras are the original mantras. Without Rigveda mantras, there cannot be Samaveda mantras. Samaveda mantras are the same mantras with music, isn't it? Musical tunes added to that mantras. Therefore, Rigvedaha is an Ashrayaha. Samavedaha is an Ashrayi. A support Upanishad Veda is Rigvedaha. Supported Upanishad Veda is Samavedaha. And in this, the same way, we are going to meet upon the five paths of devatas also have the same connection. Ashraya, Ashrayi, Sambandha. Say now, Ashraya, Ashrayi, Sambandha. Ashraya,
Ashraya,
Ashrayi,
Ashrayi,
Sambandha.
Sambandha.
Which means supported, yeah, this connection. We say this. Now, for devatas, we saw Prithivi, then Agnihi. Prithivi is the earth. So, devata. Prithivi devata has to be invoked upon this Rigvedaha. Then what other devata? Prithivi, then Agnihi. Prithivi, Agnihi are the form the first pair of devatas invoked upon these two altars. And the same Prithivi and Agnihi ought to be invoked upon Sa and Amaha. Is it clear now? Because last week it must have been, I don't know how it went into the mind. I want to make it clear today. This Prithivi, we have this Prithivi and Agnihi are the first pair of devatas to be invoked upon these two altars, Samarigveda, Samaveda, and Sa and Amaha. The next pair of devatas. Antariksham, Vayuhu. Antariksham means what? This atmosphere, the intermediary space, isn't it? The space in general, the atmosphere wherein the air moves about. So, Antariksham is to be invoked upon Rigveda and Vayu upon the Samaveda. The same, this Antariksham and Vayuhu is intermediary space and the air elements to be, devatas to be invoked upon Sa and Amaha. The next pair of devatas. Dyauhu Adityaha. Dyauhu, I told you sky. Dyauhu literally means heaven. Here we take it as the sky. And Adityaha, it's like a, just for, from the standpoint of the earth, we look at here, oh, sky supports the sun. Understanding, isn't it? Therefore, sky, Adyauhu and Adityaha are the devatas. See, who are the devatas? Which are the altars? We should not forget, okay? Dyauhu and Adityaha from the next pair of devatas invoked upon Rigveda, Samaveda and Sa and Amaha. The four altars, two pairs of altars and five pairs of devatas invoked upon two pairs of altars. Then next set. Nakshatrani Chandramaha. So stars and the Nakshatrani and Chandramaha, all the stars are to be invoked upon, we can say just the star in general, invoked upon Rig and Chandramaha, the moon upon the Samaveda, the same star and the moon upon Sa and Apaha, Amaha. The last pair of devatas, what? Shuklam Bhaha, Adityasya Shuklam Bhaha. Adityasya Shuklam Bhaha is the sun's, the brilliant, brilliance of the sun is Shuklam Bhaha. Then the dark color obtaining in the sun, when you stare at the sun for a long time, you will see something dark, isn't it? Darkness, you can see. That's called dark color. That is Neelam Krishnam Bhaha. Both obtained where? In the sun only. So only in sun we have this brilliance, you know, Shuklam Bhaha, brilliance, then also dark color of the sun, obtaining the sun, are to be invoked upon, they are the devatas, be invoked upon this Rigveda and Samaveda and Sa and Amaha. Is it clear now? Hope you don't get confused now. Two pairs of altars, Rigveda, Samaveda, one pair of altars, then Sa and Amaha, another pair of altars. Upon these two pairs of altars, we are invoking five pairs of devatas. Which means this invoking is five pairs of devatas upon Rig, Sama, Sa and Amaha respectively is called what? Pancha Anga Upasanani. Five meditations practiced as part of that one Angi Ishwara Upasanam. Is it clear? And all the devatas taken here are all what? They are part of the objective universe. Therefore, this Upasanam is called what? Adhidaivata Upasanam. You have to remember this also. Whenever the object of meditation is something pertaining to the objective universe, it is called Adhidaivata Upasanam. If the objects of meditation something pertaining to the individual, we call it Adi Adhyatma Upasanam. Adi Daivata Upasanam, Adhyatma Upasanam. We have both here. Okay, Parameshwara Upasanam only, but we have Adhyatma Upasanam, we also have Adi Daivata Upasanam. In the 6th chapter, we are seeing what? Adi Daivata Upasanam. Now let us come to this Angi Upasanam. Hope you are not confused now. Any doubt here? Okay. Now this Angi Upasanam, here Ishwaraha Paramatma is invoked here. Means I told you already, Paramatma, Parameshwaraha, Ishwaraha means again it is consciousness and Maya Shakti. Both are not available for objectification. Therefore what we do here also an altar. We see the Lord as the one endowed with many attributes. How do you invoke the Ishwara here? Meditate upon Ishwara as the one endowed with many attributes. Aneka Kalyana Guna Visishta Ishwaraha, or Guna Sampanna, Visishta Guna Sampannaha Ishwaraha. Visishta Guna Sampannaha Ishwaraha or Bahu Guna Sampannaha Ishwaraha. Aneka Guna Visishta, as Lord, the one endowed with many attributes, many qualities, isn't it? What are the qualities here? Is a Lord, what is the Swarup of the Lord? What is the nature of the Lord? We don't know, isn't it? We say Lord is of the nature of pure knowledge. The whole universe is the Ishwara means, and the Ishwara is of essentially of the nature of knowledge. Everything essentially here is what? Knowledge. Knowledge means consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, and the consciousness is what? The light. Consciousness is likened to the light. everything shines in consciousness. Therefore, here we say, Lord is of the nature of consciousness, the light of consciousness. Therefore, we say, we take here, for the Ishvara also we have an alambanam here. We look at it what? Suryaha, Adityaha. We take the Adityaha. Paramatma is invoked here in the Aditya Devata. In Angi Upasanam, Paramatma is taken here. What are the Visishta Gunaha? What are the Visishta Gunaha? What are the special qualities, attributes of Bhagavan here? Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of knowledge. How to say that here? That is said in the first Gunaha. We saw that the Lord is of the nature of knowledge. That is said here. Lord shines like the what? No, one who is shining like the gold. Hiranmayaha Purushaha. That we saw. So Hiranmayatvam. Ishvarasya first guna is what? Hiranmayatvam is looked upon as the first Visishtaha Gunaha. We are going to see six gunas. What is the first Visishtaha Gunaha? Hiranmayatvam. Hiranmayatvam is what? One who shines like the gold. One who is glittering like shines like the gold means what? One who is of the nature of knowledge. This is the first Gunaha. Then second Visishta Gunaha is one whose eyes are like the blossomed lotuses. One whose eyes are like the blossomed lotuses. Is it? Blossomed lotuses. Again here, we see the Lord as what now? One whose eyes are like the blossomed lotuses. Means what? Your object of meditation is Bhagavan. And how do you see Bhagavan? You see, look at Bhagavan as the one who is endowed with this blossomed lotuses. No, blossomed red lotuses. One whose eyes are the bright red, blossomed lotuses. What does it mean? The lotuses are bright and attractive. Lotuses stand for attraction. Why? They are beautiful. So here also, Lord is of the nature of fullness and happiness. Therefore, Lord is of the one who is of the nature of attractiveness in terms of happiness. One who is of the nature of happiness, then one who is attractive like the lotuses. So how do you say here? We see the Lord as the one who is endowed with the fully blossomed red lotuses. This is the second Visishta Gunaha. What the third Visishtaha Gunaha? We saw that also. One who has the name Ut. One who Ut Nama Yuktaha. Ut Nama Yukta Guna Visishtaha Ishwaraha. Lord is the one who is endowed with this name Ut. Why Lord is endowed with this name Ut? Ut means Uditaha. One who is beyond, one who is free from. We see Bhagavan as the one who is free from all punya papas. Bhagavan also has punya papas, means what will happen? So Bhagavan is the one who is free from all punya papas, untainted by punya papas. So papa rahitatvam of Bhagavan. Then we say purnatvam of Bhagavan. Then we say here jnana swarupatvam of Bhagavan. We have three gunas. But how do you see? Oh, one who is the shining like the gold, and the one who is whose eyes are full, like fully blossomed lotuses, and one who is free from all punya papas, therefore known by the ended with the name Ut. Then the next one is Geshnatvam. Bhagavan, next Gunaha is Geshnatvam. Geshnatvam means, I told you already, again, Bhagavan is the parts, Bhagavan is everything, means Sarvatmatvam of Bhagavan is the next quality. Sarvatmatvam. Bhagavan is the self of all the beings. All, everything here is what? Essentially everything is Ishvara. Every being here is essentially Ishvaraha. If everything here is essentially Ishvaraha, the Lord, everything here is essentially Ishvaraha, the Lord means what? Bhagavan is the self of all the beings. The Sarvatmatvam is here, look at the fourth at Visishtam Gunaha. Then afterwards we have, Bhagavan is the Udgitatvam. Bhagavan is the Udgita. Bhagavan is Omkaraha, highly uttered in the Samaveda. You see, who is Bhagavan? The Udgitaha, Omkaraha uttered in high pitch. Udgita in Samaveda is also what? Ishvara. This is the fifth. The sixth guna is what now? Seeing Bhagavan as the Udgata, Udgatratvam. Udgatratvam. See, Udgitaha means Omkara uttered in high pitch in Samaveda. The next is what? Udgata. Udgitaha is different from Udgata. Udgata is a name of a Samaveda priest. Okay? And which means one who sings the Samaveda is called Udgata. Samaveda priest who sings the Sama mantras is called Udgata. And here we say Bhagavan is the singer of Samaveda. Understand? Udgata, one from whom the whole Jagat is what? A Bhagavan's song. The whole Jagat has come from, isn't everything? So Udgata means, here Udgatratvam, look at Bhagavan as the Udgata, one who sings his Samaveda. What it implies is, not only here, all the worlds above and all the objects of enjoyment above are all Ishvara. Okay? Looking at Bhagavan as Udgata means what? Bhagavan is the one who is there in all the higher worlds and also the objects of enjoyment obtaining in the higher worlds. Is it clear now? These are the Shad Visesha Gunaha. Six Shad Visesha Gunaha means the six the special qualities, attributes of the Lord. You can't invoke the Lord otherwise. You only see the Lord as the one endowed with these sixfold special qualities. So many are there. These six are taken here. Is it clear now? This is the Angi Upasanam, main Upasanam. So with this is what now? With this one Angi Upasanam, you invoke the Lord, okay, as the one endowed with these sixfold special qualities. Then this is the Angi Upasanam. And this has to be practiced along with those five Anga Upasanani. All the six together alone give you the phalam. This is called Paramatma Upasanam. Now, this is Adi Daivata Upasanam in this sixth chapter, which we have already seen in the last class. Isn't it? Now, we are going to the seventh class, seventh thing. Let us see the seventh. The seventh also, you can be very happy. The same things are repeated in the seventh chapter. So it's a slight difference, no? Different. Same Alambanani are there. What are the Alambanani? Rig, Sama, pair of altars. Sa and Amaha, another pair of altars. So we have two pairs of altars. Rig, Sama, Sa and Amaha. Upon this, the devatas to be invoked will be different. Those devatas invoked are what? Here also we have one Angi Upasanam and we have four Anga Upasanani, not five, here four. It is four Anga Upasanani, the altars are the same, but devatas are pertaining to the individual. Therefore, this Upasanam is called Adhyatma Upasanam. So, in seventh chapter also, Parameshwara Upasanam. But it is called what? Adhyatma Upasanam. There Adi Daivata Upasanam. Is it clear? Now we are going to read this here now. Athadhyatmam. Now, Athadhyatmam means what? Atha. Now then, Adhyatmam, the meditation meditation upon the devatas pertaining to the individual follows here. Now see here, so why do we call it Adhyatma Upasanam? You should remember, here the objects of meditation do not belong to the objective universe, but belongs to the individual. So here same Rig and Sama are the first pair of devat altars. The second pair of altars are Sa and Amaha. But what are the devatas first here? We say Vak and Pranaha. So the first pair of devatas are what? Vak and Pranaha. Vak and Pranaha. First there we saw what? No, here Vak. Vak means speech, and Pranaha, the individual Prana. See, Pranaha belongs to an individual, isn't it? So Vak and Pranaha. Individual speech, individual Prana. And here also, it will ulta is there. There's an intermittent connection is there, isn't it? One is dependent on the other. Without the Prana, speech is not possible. Therefore, Vak and Pranaha are the devatas. Speech and the prana, the vital air, are to be invoked upon this Rig and Sama and Sa and Amaha. This is first Anga Upasanam in the Adhyatma Upasanam. In second Anga, look at this. Vagevarka Pranasama. The next, tadetad etasyam ruchi adyudham sama tasmat ruchi adyudham samagiyate. Then vagevasa prano amaha tat sama. So now till now what have we understood till now, we understood only these two. One thing is vak and we have to go to sixth chapter soon. Okay, vak and pranaha are the devatas, pointing to the individual and weighted upon what? Rig, Sama, Sa and Amaha. This is the first Anga Upasanam in Adhyatma Upasanam. Okay, we'll go to the next one now. Chakshureva Rig Atma Sama Tadetade Asyam Ruchi Adyodam Sama Tasmat Ruchi Adyodam Sama Giyate Chakshure Vasa Atma Amaha Tat Sama. In the second mantra also nothing much is said here. The two devatas and the two pairs of altars. In this next Anga Upasanam, Chakshuhu. See, you are seeing power, isn't it? Chakshurindriyam. The power of seeing is one devata, and it is the devata to meditate upon. And where is, what is the object altar here? Rigveda, isn't it? Chakshuhu and Atma. Here the word Atma here means, Chakshuhu and Atma are the two devatas. The word Atma means waker. The word Atma in this mantra means waker, Vishwaha. So Chakshurindriyam, and we say what? The experiencer obtaining in the waking state, known as waker Vishwaha, is the devata to be invoked upon Samaveda here, isn't it? Chakshuhu and Atma are the devatas invoked upon this Rik, Sama, Sa and Amaha. So same altars, but the devatas are different. The second pair of devatas. third pair of devatas. Shrotrame varak. Manasama.
Manasama.
It was very clear. Shrotrameva rik manasa. Now the devatas are shrotram and manaha. Shrotram and shrotra means the power of hearing. Chakshuhu, power of seeing. Now power of hearing. Shrotram, shrotra indriyam. Shrotra indriyam means what? Power of hearing. Chakshur indriyam, power of seeing. Isn't it? So now power of seeing, you just think of power of seeing is the devata. And this devata, object of meditation. And also, what is the other devata? Atma, the one who obtains us, the experiencer obtaining in the waking state, Vishwaha. Now we have Shrotra Indriyam and Manaha, mind. Shrotra Indriyam, power of hearing, and the mind are the devatas. Take the mind alone as the devata. And see the mind, you know, the power of hearing, Shrotra Indriyam as the Rig Veda. And see this power of the mind is in invoke upon mind in the Samaveda. And the same Shrotra Indriyam and Manaha, same these two devatas, you invoke in where? Sa and Amaha. This is the third pair of devatas. You can see all these devatas are pertaining to the individual, isn't it? The next. Now fourth pair of devatas come. Same Shuklam Baha and Krishnam Baha. It'll be easy for you to remember, isn't it? Shuklam Baha, there in Adhyat Adidaivata Upasanam, we have Adityasya Shuklam Baha. The bright color, brightness, the brilliance and the black color of the sun. And here, Shuklam Baha means the white part of the eye, Akshnaha. You take the eye, individual's eye, there you see the white part of the eye is called Shuklam Baha, and the black spot in the eye, the Krishnam Baha. Have you ever thought of meditating upon your own white part? So Upanishad makes you think about at least once in lifetime. But unless some problem in the eye, we will not think of the eye, isn't it? We never pay attention to all these things. So Shuklam Baha, and see the bright, and the brightness are there, not just the white color alone, even the seeing power, the light, is it? The seeing power obtaining in the eye is what? The light. Why? It is because of this light alone, the light, external light shines. Shuklam Baha also stands for what? Not just the white color of the eye, also the seeing power which serves as a light, because of which light alone the external light shines for you. The light, seeing power is the light which lights up the light and all the opaque things which shine in light. What is a Shuklam Baha, isn't it? That is the devata, and we invoked upon Rig. Now, Krishnam Baha means the black spot in the eye, which is the devata, to be invoked upon Sama. So, Shuklam Baha and Krishnam Baha, the brilliance of the eye, the light of seeing, the power of seeing, obtaining as the light, lighting up the external objects and the light, and the dark spot obtaining in the eye, these are the two devatas invoked upon these two pairs of altars. What are they? Rigveda, Samaveda, Sa and Amaha. With this, what now? Finished. Anga Upasanani are over. We have four pairs of devatas invoked upon the same altars, Rig, Sama, Sa and Amaha. Anga Upasanani are over. Now we have what? One more thing. Angi Upasanam. Okay, here we see, like how we saw earlier, the brilliance obtaining in the sun, the Hiranmayaha, Hiranmayatam, one, the Lord is the one who is of the nature of knowledge, who shines like the gold obtaining in the sun, we saw, and here we say, Akshini, we take our own eye here. See, Purushaha Akshini Drishyate. The one, the Lord is, we see the Lord as the one obtaining in the form of the seeing power in the eye. Lord is, the seeing power again stands for what? The same knowledge alone. Lord is of the nature of knowledge. We see Ishwaraha Bhagavan as the one who is endowed with this nature of knowledge. You see here. Then, all this Rig Veda, Lord is the one what, the Bhagavan, Rig Veda, Sama Veda, all these also what now? The words of Bhagavan. Seeing the Lord as the one gum of all the Vedas. See, Bhagavan is the one who obtained gum of all the Vedas. Then, again the same, the Geshatam, and the Lord is, again we see the same thing, Lord is the one gum of, is in the self of all the beings. The third, okay, the same thing what we saw earlier, the same thing has to be seen here again. For Ishwar Upasana. Then there one thing, there we saw Lord is the one who is Udgita, Udgata, the same thing has to be brought in here. Ishwar is the one who is of the nature of knowledge. Ishwar is the one who is the name of all the words of the Vedas. And Ishwar is the one who is the self of all the beings. Then here one more thing we say, Lord is the one of higher worlds and the higher celestial beings. Here we say, Lord is the one who is in the form of all these lower worlds and all the objects of enjoyment obtaining in this world. So what is actually this part, we'll see again next class, because I want to go to the sex six. I promise I would do the sex six chapter. This part again we'll see in the next class. Lord is the one who is among the higher worlds and the objects obtained in the higher worlds. Lord is the one who is in the form of the lower worlds and also objects obtaining in these lower worlds. Okay? This Angiri Upasanam we'll see again in the next class. All right? Now we have covered what? Sixth chapter we covered. What I taught last class, I made it very clear this week. The seventh chapter we will redo. I introduced today again what? The same altars, but devatas are Adhyatma Devatas, not Adi Devata. Objects are different. Yes, Sankar?
You are confusing chapter for the sections.
Seventh section. The sixth section, yeah. Because what happened sometimes, the section and chapter gets confused, yeah. Section, seventh section, we'll see that. Not the chapter, sorry. We have to do the sixth chapter,
yeah.
Fresh.
Chapter.
Yeah. We covered the sixth section of the first chapter, and we have yet to complete the seventh section of the first chapter, and wherein the one Ishwara Upasanam is given in what now? One Ishwara Upasanam is given in two chapters. It's Angi Upasanam, two Angi Upasanams. And one is Adhyatma Upasanam, one is Adhidaivata Upasanam, isn't it? In the sixth chapter, we have Adhidaivata Upasanam. In the seventh chapter, we have Adhyatma Upasanam. And both are what? Ishwara Upasanam. Isn't it? Ishwara Upasanam. And you have to practice both to benefit, get the phalam. Understand Upasanam itself is takes so long, isn't it? Imagine practicing the Upasanam. That is why we were asked not to practice this Upasanam. The one thing, Ishwaraha, the Angi Upasanam, we only invoke the Ishwara as the one endowed with many attributes, special qualities. That alone we can do. We can never, that's why even Saguna Brahma Upasanam also is not possible. That is why we have altars in the temples. Even suppose every temple, the altar stands for Ishwara, Bhagavan the whole. So why do we have all the altars here? These are all in Vedic period, we were invoking Ishwara like this. See, the Ishwara is the one endowed with this and that and this. Many qualities. And in, that's the same thing, Now substitute for the Vedic meditation is what? Present day form of worship, isn't it? In these days, the form of worship we have is substitute for the Vedic meditation. That is why even though you are not practicing Vedic meditation, even to understand your present form of worship, you need to understand the significance of Vedic meditation. So you are not, no, which is a devata, confusion is not there, isn't it? So you have any one murti stands for what? Ishvara. And Ishvara as the both the causes of the universe. That's why any form stands for that. Alambanam. Easy Alambanam, isn't it? And then for Navagrahas also we have separately. Alambanani. For everything we have an Alambana. Can you go and come around the sun? Surya Pradakshinam, can you do? But here you can do. Go to this temple. 9 planets you can come around. You have Alambanam. You can come around 9 Navagraha Pradakshinam, not one time, 9 times. For each planet, one time. Can you come around, my God, the whole Jagat? No. Have Shiva, Parvati in between, come around. Make both of them stand, come around. Finished. You come around the whole Jagat. Easy, isn't it? That is what we did know. This Lord Subramanya and Ganesha. Once there was a This I had to tell you. No, there was a jnana param. There was a fruit, a knowledge, fruit of knowledge. And the father was having. And who to give? Only one fruit was there. And who to give this? And they gave this test to both of them. So whoever goes, comes around this universe first, and they'll get the fruit. And this Lord Subramanya is now always full of, you know, he's a very fast person, very active. No? He Murugan itself means Aragan. Very handsome. Lord Subramanya is very handsome. Ganesha also has his own beauty. No, I'm not saying no. But chubby boy. Chubby boy. Belly, big bellied. And then he's elephant faced. But first son. Isn't it? And then the Subramanya immediately got onto this peacock, you know, vehicle. And peacock fast, quickly he just started going around all over the Jagat. He goes all over the Jagat. You know, first, Ganesha slowly got up. And then by time, Ganesha got up, this Subramanya already disappeared. Somewhere and then riding on his peacock. He slowly got up. And he came or slowly walked around his father and mother, Shiva and Parvati. Got the fruit. This Subramanya came all over the world, went around and came back. He was late. Ganapati got, Subramanya didn't get. Now why? Parvati and Parameshwara stand for two causes of the universe. If you come around the cause, you have come. All the effects become, is it? Actually, become covered there. That is what we are going to see in the next 6th chapter now. That is why Alambanam. We have Alambanam stands for everything. Because even Ishvara we cannot, even Devata we cannot comprehend. Incomprehensible. Which Devata can you comprehend? Meditate upon the star. How much do we know about the star? Meditate upon the star. We can only put us, take a pencil and draw like this. That is our star. Okay? Do we really know what the star is? How the star looks? Even if you, with the binocular, you see also. Meditation upon any one, take for the sake of even a tree, take one small leaf and meditate upon it. You can only see the form of the leaf. Do you know what the chlorophyll is? How the nerves are there? How the lines are? What the cells are? No, you can only see just the form and color. Very superficial. Any one object you take for meditation, you cannot meditate upon any one object completely. Meditate upon this one thing. So much is there, isn't it? So much knowledge, so much is there. That is why when you think of Ishvara the whole, Sagunam Brahma also, even the Devata, we always need and Alambanam. This stands for that. This represents that. That's what Upasana. And these Upasanani are very complicated Upasanani. One Angi Upasanam, Pancha Anga Upasanani, again one Angi Upasanam, again four Angi Upasanani. And we have, one is Adhyatma, Adidaivata Upasanam, one Adhyatma Upasanam. Altars are the same, but Devatas are different. Then how you look at Ishvara as the one endowed with these attributes. Again see Devata as the one endowed with all these different attributes. Bahu guna visishtaha Ishvaraha. Aneka guna visishtaha Ishvaraha. Isn't it? You see Ishvara as the one endowed with all these attributes. Then all these things by the time you finish, no? The whole, you have to practice this to one Angi Upasanam with the Pancha Anga Upasanani, and another Angi Upasanam with the four Anga Upasanani, one this Adhyatma, Adidaivata Upasanam, Adhyatma Upasanam, present in these two sections, sixth and seventh section, first chapter, together we have to practice to get the fruit of that Upasanam. Okay, so what are the attributes of the Ishvara? Ishvara's Visishta Gunaha, what are said in the next section? That we will see late next class, okay? So that I can put all of them together. Now we had to go to the sixth chapter of the Chandogya Upanishad.